Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is Guadalupe Van Horst Rodriguez. Today, I would like to speak to you about the healing power of crystals. Did you know that crystals have been used to heal the body since the Sumerians and later by the Babylonians? Crystals have been used to heal ailments such as headaches and other illnesses that cause disharmony within us. Crystals can restore harmony within our bodies because our energy fields and chakras are out of balance. But before I speak about crystals, let me give you a little bit more about energy fields and chakras. Your energy field is also known as your aura, and you have several energy layers that vibrate outward. These energy fields have different colors, and the colors of energy fields relate to your emotions. If your energy field has a positive emotion, then your aura will be a bright color, and if your energy field has a low vibration, this will be reflected in a dull aura color. Now, everyone often speaks about seven chakras, but did you know that we have over 108 chakras in our body? But still, I would like to talk about the 12 chakras. You have seven in-body chakras and five out-of-body chakras. The first chakra, which is our root chakra, is located at the base of your spine, and the second chakra is the sacral chakra, which is located just above your navel, and the third chakra is called your solar plexus, which houses your emotions, and its color is yellow. The fourth chakra is the heart chakra, which is the center in the center of your chest, and it's the color green. Then your fifth chakra, which is called your throat chakra, is the color blue, and your sixth chakra is the third eye, and it is the color. And the last chakra of your in-body chakra is called the crown chakra, and it is located at the top of your head. All of these chakras vibrate at a specific frequency within your body. The crown chakra color is purple, and this is your seventh in-body chakra, which allows it to flow along your spine. Your other five chakras are located above your head, and if you place your hand on the top of your head and then slowly raise it upward towards the sky, you can feel the five in-body chakras. These five out-of-body chakras connect you with the universe. So if your seven in-body chakras are not in balance, you will be able to communicate with your higher self. So why is it important to know about your energy fields and chakras? It is because crystals can be used to balance your energy fields and chakras. So how is it that crystals can restore harmony within your energy field? Crystals restore harmony within your energy field by allowing positive energy to flow within your system. If you take a crystal and lay it on a specific location on the body, the crystal will transmute stagnation that is within you. It will increase the flow of calmness, and you will have more mental clarity. You may have a burst of energy after your crystal healing session. My favorite crystal is selenite. Selenite is a self-cleansing crystal, and it is very powerful. I use this crystal during my acupuncture and Reiki sessions, and I've encouraged others to purchase their own selenite and infuse it with their own energy. Also, your crystals are sacred, and they're not to be touched by others. If you use them in healing sessions, then they must be cleared after each use. You can cleanse your crystals by burying them in salt or placing them in the window and letting the sun and the moon cleanse them. Or you can bury them outside and let the soil restore their energy. Prove your health. Number one, clear crystal. A clear crystal is considered the master healer, and it's believed to support the entire energetic system. Number two, jasper. Jasper is a nurturing stone and is said to give you support during stressful times. Number three, obsidian is believed to help the process emotions and can help you let go of situations. Amethyst is used for healing, purifying, and enhancing willpower. Number five, bloodstone. can improve circulation and give support to blood-related issues. I use a hematite to help with blood circulation. Other crystals that you can consider are jade, which helps with prosperity and luck. And another well-known crystal is turquoise, which can soothe your emotions and bring you good luck. This concludes today's podcast about crystals. And until next time, take care.